part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And here we are, episode 64, right?
64, part one, John.
Of a three-part episode. And I brought back the theme song. Isn't this the theme song?
This is my favorite theme song.
Sweet. The AKC Total Talk Nonsense theme song.
Because we are a band, John.
That's right. Then this is us.
Are we still a band if we don't have any upcoming gigs?
Well, of course.
Can we still be defined as a band?
Well, wasn't Metallica a band and they had no upcoming gigs?
But they have upcoming gigs now.
Yeah, now they do, but they were still Metallica when they didn't have upcoming gigs.
Well, they were a band because they recorded stuff, so you can go buy their recordings. Is that the case for our band, John?
It took them 3 years. 3 years of fucking around to try and make that album.
Right, but they had gigs while that was going on.
No, they didn't. They
we
didn't,
have
they,
no upcoming
they
gigs.
They did not play a gig for 3 years.
Oh, you mean the last album?
Yeah.
Right.
3 long years.
So, you think it'll be 3 years before our next gig?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Yeah, it's usually about that.
Okay.
Why, what else do you got to do?
What do you mean, what else do I have to do? I got stuff to do, man.
Like what?
Oh, I do have a story. Monday, we had practice. You were gone in AZ, so we didn't have practice for a week.
Monday? You mean Monday 2 weeks ago?
Was it Monday 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we practiced this last Monday.
Right, this last Monday. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
After Monday's practice.
Oh, yeah.
I went home.
Yeah.
I let the dog out.
Yeah.
We live next to a schoolyard.
Right.
It's a humongous schoolyard.
Humongous.
So I let the dog out, and what I do is I get out on the field, and then I make sure that nobody else is out there, because I don't want him to scare anybody, right?
Because he's a devil dog.
Yeah, he's a devil dog. So I scope the area. I don't see anybody. I let him off the leash. The second I let him off the leash, I see a skunk about 200 yards away. So the dog didn't see the skunk yet, so I figured I'll just call him back. He'll come back. So I call him. The second I called him, he saw the skunk. So he took off. He covered 200 yards in probably 4 seconds.
Oh, man.
And he was about 3 or 4 feet away from the skunk, lunging, mouth wide open, and got completely hammered. Bullseye.
No.
Bullseye by the skunk.
Oh.
So it took him 4 seconds to cover 200 yards. It took him like 40 seconds to come back to me, shaking his head and saliva foaming at the mouth.
And the smell.
So I had to go downstairs. We have a crate. I had to go downstairs, get the crate, set it up in the backyard, throw him in the crate, because it was like 11:30 at night, and I'm not dealing with this at 11:30 at night, and there's no way I'm letting him in the house.
Yeah.
So I had him out in the crate all night. The next morning, I went and purchased the appropriate items to cleanse him.
Yeah. What did you buy?
Hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and then you put some liquid soap in there.
Yeah,
and they mix it together, and
they told you they tested that on that show MythBusters.
MythBusters,
yeah.
Well, I hoped it worked. Right?
Yeah, it was the best one out of all of them. Unless you want an orange dog.
So I worked from home on Tuesday. In the morning, I took care of purchasing the products, and then at lunchtime I bathed him. And it seemed to work pretty well. Pretty well. And, you know, I was reading up about it, and they said most dogs are smart enough to turn their head at the last second.
Yeah.
So it usually gets on their neck.
Yeah.
Not my dog. My dog got the brunt of it in his mouth.
Oh.
Because I cleaned him up.
Well, that might be better, right?
Well, it's not, because I cleaned him up, and so Does he still smell? I can't. No, he doesn't. But then if he starts panning,
yeah,
the whole room is just
fills
up with his odor.
That's brutal.
So how do I clean his tongue? Because he'll come over and lick my hand, and my hand smells like skunk. But the skunk smell is not the skunk smell I was familiar with. You know, you smell a skunk, right?
Yeah.
But when the skunk blasts, have you ever smelled that?
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. I forget what they call those little cretins that are in it to give it that stank.
Oh, it's like something is burning, and, well, my eyes were watering when he came back over to me. My eyes were watering.
Man.
My sinuses were all getting all congested.
That's why you never leave the dog off the leash, man. Especially at night.
Right. And that's all the advice they gave on the websites that I visited.
What was that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What the hell was
whoa.
That?
Whoa. Fucking A.
What was that?
It's my laptop. Some bullshit on there from Dell. Where I don't know how to turn the goddamn thing off. It like it's like a window that pops up to tell you that there's an update or
right.
something. Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Dell.
Why does it got to have that? Yeah. Did you hear about Dell and their exploding batteries? Yeah.
Yeah. We use Dell at work. So everybody has a laptop. Well, I don't, but everybody else does. So when we showed up at work the next day, they had special signs, and you had to take your laptop to a designated place.
Yeah.
Where they had like a bomb squad there, and they were going to replace your battery or whatever.
Well, I got one of the new ones that was on the website, but my battery's not affected. I bought the more expensive upgraded battery.
Nice.
And it was not part of the list.
You get what you pay for, John.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The dog stinks. He still stinks. I guess I got 4 more weeks of this. I seem to have gotten it off his head and his mouth and his cheeks and his neck. But when he starts panning, it just stinks up the whole room. And I've heard that tomato juice is what people used to use, but they said that that doesn't work at all. I'm hoping it works a little bit.
It just makes the dog. It works. It just makes him orange.
Well, I'm hoping that I can put some out and he'll drink it and it'll...
Yeah.
It'll break up the oil-based stank that is just enveloping the homestead.
That's brutal, man. Ugh.
Yeah, it knocked him out for 2 days straight. He didn't do anything. He just was just lying there for 2 days.
Poor dog.
Now he's back to normal.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he sees another one, will he do it again? Is he that stupid? I'm thinking if I do see a skunk, I'll let him off the leash just to see what he does.
Jesus. That's not nice. That's just mean. Yeah. Well, what was the last time we podcasted? The wife was battling a possum in the backyard.
Right? Yeah.
Remember?
I remember, and she was too afraid to come down and tell you. Because she thought this podcast was so important.
That I'd flip out.
It is worldwide, John.
Yeah, that's right. And she knows her place.
But we do have a pause button, if need be.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
have post-production.
So she was out there, like, hopping the fence with a broom. I guess the opossum kind of snuck through the fence or went over the top. And then the tail got caught on the top of the fence. So it was hanging upside down in our yard, and the dog was gnashing at it, and the opossum was gnashing back and hissing like a cat and growling and barking or whatever the fuck they do. And this whole thing's going on, and we're in here podcasting last week, and she doesn't tell us anything until we get done.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a wonderful wife.
What are you saying, John?
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying she knows her place. My lovely wife knows her place. That's right, honey. If you're listening to this, you know your place.
All right, then.
Let me get the big bonk.
Now, I did manage to find one of the greatest clips ever, but it's in horrible condition.
Horrible.
This clip. And you tried to clean it up, But this is one of my favorite all-time sound bites in the history of the world, John. In the history of the world. And it has to do with one of my favorite people of all time, William Shatner.
The Shat.
Not only with Star Trek, not only an author, but T.J. Hooker, then the Star Trek movies, and then with Ben Folds in the song Common People,
right.
One of my favorite songs of all time. I'm thinking of doing a video with Common People as the backtrack, posting it on our website, John. I have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. We'll go with your ideas again. Okay. So
so this is Shatner back in the day,
the
John.
Shat.
Recording vocals for a video game or something. Or some crap that had to do with Star Trek.
Video game.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
149 and 151. You read those again. Have fun with them. The void is starting to affect you and your pale fellow well met.
Please don't tell me how to do it. It's sick of me. Sulu, check up. Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage and sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
Who are all those other people in the background, man?
I don't know. Sabotage.
Sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. Yeah. I say sabotage.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Here's the Shat, man.
You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Probably one of the worst reads or interpretations in the history of the world we're listening to right now.
Of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
With a smile in her eyes. And she's gone. She's gone.
That's out of sight.
But with Common People?
But. Oh, yeah.
He turned it all around.
Oh, yeah, right. He redeemed himself.
Around.
Too bad I don't have a clip of that.
Common People. Maybe we'll bring that in next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe, better yet, I'll just do the video and then we'll make that a video cast. Hey, that reminds me, John. I I made available the video that we recorded when we did the practice.
Yeah. You did?
Oh. Yeah. Didn't I send you the link?
Yeah, you did.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
And should we just make that available then?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Why not? Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, at one time we had talked about getting Rachel involved, possibly.
Oh, to introduce
each song.
Right.
But I can't get it into a QuickTime format. I just can't with my Premiere. My Premiere, Adobe Premiere keeps crashing when I try to get it into QuickTime, so I had to go the Microsoft route.
Why don't you get a new version?
I could get a new version, I guess. Yeah.
Or they rape you for another $400.
Probably. Who knows? I don't know.
That's some expensive software, man.
It is.
Was it like $300? Dollars?
That was for the student price.
Wow.
When I purchased it as a student, John.
Wow.
You have any other clips there?
Yeah, actually... right after that song, we got Casey Kasem ranting.
Casey Kasem, the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And the voice of Top 40 Radio in the septic states of America for the past, 30 years?
Right. It's one of the most famous clips ever.
This is last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Was that the only part that you could pull? Because that's a little bit longer. It's really funny when he starts reading the dog
that's the
dying
only part. That's the only one I could find. It's funny enough right there, man. You hear him slamming his hand down and everything. That's pretty funny.
It is funny.
And you know, it was Elvis, the
anniversary
of his death.
1977, August 16th.
Because he died of, what did he die of? He was trying to press out an oil can, wasn't he?
Right, a Foster's.
And he's trying to press out a Foster's oil can at a grabber. Because he was taking all these different drugs, and then he took them all, and it wasn't enough. And he called his doctor and got a hold of a nurse or something.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, and got some more different kinds of drugs and took more of those. And that stuff bound him up really good. So then he had this grabber. So, you know, he denied all of his life that he was a drug addict. Here's a clip of it right here.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. When I hear rumors flying around, I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out.
Strung out.
Oh, God, I'll tell you something, Brent. I have never been strung out in my life.
Oh, he says it.
From three different sources I heard, I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day. It was but all across this town, strung out. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof. Thank you very much.
Well, here's the thing about the clip. He starts out saying, I don't believe in rumors. I don't pay attention to rumors. And then the next... the rest of the clip is him getting all pissed off about rumors.
About rumors, yeah. He's hearing the rumors.
And he's ready to rip somebody's tongue out.
By the roots!
By the roots! Thank you very much.
That's what kills me at the end of the clip. Thank you very much. What did he say, though? Did he say, freaks taking my luggage up to the room? What the fuck was that? He's ripping on the little guy trying to make some dough. And freaks taking my luggage up to the room.
Well,
yeah, that's one of my favorite clips.
And Elvis really did lose it there at the end. I think he was last cool in 1969. So he had, yeah. What is that, 77 minus 69?
When he started getting into that gospel shit is where he lost it.
Well, he was always into that, but he didn't, his recording career wasn't about that.
No, right. And then later he did start doing that crap, and that's what... yeah, he started going over off the deep end.
What year did he go out to Vegas?
I don't know. Well, that could be, too.
That's probably what
the Vegas thing. The Vegas.
Colonel Tom Parker, he did those 33 movies, of which two of them are watchable.
Hey,
yeah, maybe three. Three of them are watchable.
I tell you, I got the real Arnold Pump audio.
The real Arnold Pump audio?
Yeah, somebody must have edited it, the one that we got. I have the real one.
Oh, the real
the
one.
The unedited
version. The unedited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, you know, is having sex with a pump. Get a really tight feeling. It's really tight. It's like somebody blowing the pump. And it feels different. It feels tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your pump. Let's say you train your pump. I'm like coming in the gym, coming at home. I'm coming backstage when I pump up. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
So that was the unedited clip?
Yeah, like, can't you tell? It's really smooth.
Yeah, it was.
The other one, you know, the
it's all
music's
choppy.
All over
yeah.
the place. All right. Let's get to some comments, shall we?
Now, before we get to comments, John,
yeah.
Let's talk it now. Commenting, we love the comments. We love people to come and comment. And if you want to vote for us, vote for us. But comment, it's a valid and outstanding form of communication, don't you think, John?
Communication. Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked before on the show about what a fraud, what a scam it is, the Podcast Alley voting system. And
yeah.
They put some measures in place, but people can always find ways around it. Just look at the doping athletes, John. Just look at Landis, now Miriam, what's her name?
Yeah.
She's doped up.
Doped up.
The bonds doped. Maguire, dope, Sosa, yeah. They're all dope.
Let them dope.
Cheating the system. It's all about cheating the system. There's a few people that are out there that cheats the system. So for whatever reason, like their egos need to be bigger. I don't know. Who knows why?
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I think it's our obligation to maybe just highlight and point out some of these, what would you call them?
Some of these inconsistencies.
Inconsistencies. That's good, John. In the latest inconsistency.
Do I sound drunk when I say that? Inconsistencies.
No, you sound like the W. So the latest inconsistency that we have on Podcast Alley is the Isted and Andy show, John. Isted and Andy.
Isted and Andy.
Yes, they have 308 votes so far this month. They are 12th overall on Podcast Alley. They are number one in the technology category. Number one.
Okay.
12th overall, 308 votes. You know how long the podcast has been around, John? Since May of 2006, and they're already that popular. Isn't that outstanding?
Yeah.
Now, I brought in a clip of Isted and Andy's. Go ahead and play that so we can everybody can hear what a wonderful show it is.
Okay.
And we might lose some listeners over this, but I want to
give it a go.
Sure
about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Coming to you from Horch Vorsprung Studios, you're listening to the Isted and Andy Show.
Hey, yo, I'm in your left ear. I'm in your right ear.
Stop it. I'm in your left ear.
It's
I only use one kind. I use the black label chapstick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Slap my wiener on the mic.
And there you have it. The Isted and Andy show.
I'm tapping my wiener on the mic. Oh, that makes red lights go on. That's great. So they're, what'd you say? Number 12?
12 overall at Podcast Alley with 308 votes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And I see Punky is back in third place because the Crybaby Emos and the V-Day GJ.
Yeah.
VJ DJ? Whatever. VD. DJ seem to have got their proxying together this month. So Punky is in third place when they should be number one, John. Number one in music. But no, they're in third place.
It's upsetting.
It is upsetting. But go on, continue with comments. Before you get into comments, make sure you have a backing track. I always enjoy the backing track.
You do?
Yes.
Wait, here, I got something here. How about this? How about that?
Okay.
Like that? Okay. I don't know if I keep forgetting where we left off last week. So you got to tell me if I'm repeating anything.
Will do, John.
Because we, you know, get so many comments.
We do. We get so many.
So many.
We might repeat some here and there, now and again.
This one here says, make me laugh. Scott is a Jew and belongs in Hollywood with the other Jews. It is all about Scott. Rock on. By the way, Emo Kids rule and are kicking Punky's ass. That was submitted by Emo Kids 1.
All right, we got the Emo Kids listening to us.
Seven fans. I was wondering, who could your seven fans be? Errol Wolf, Lori, Stephen C., Poet, me, I guess. Now I get stuck. Pauly B? That's from Grant.
Grant Richmond.
Yeah. Here's a vote for John. Maybe now he can stop being such a whiny pussy. From Len McCaw. Where's Erica? From BJM. Here's your vote from George SP. See how desperate we are? We're just reading. We're just reading. I'm just reading the subject. Jesus is my savior. Did I read that one before?
No.
Hey, bitches. God loves you, and baby Jesus cries every time you mock religion. Repent, repent! That's submitted by Matt Cleary, 85. You guys suck. You are the reason for all the problems in the world. Scott, are you a Jew? Hold on. I just knocked over my beer from Emore Core.
Emore Core.
Now, this one here is from last week. We read it, and it got cut off. And I'm going to read it again, and then we get a comment from the same guy, or same guys or girls, I don't know, on MySpace explaining it.
Okay.
So from last week, it was John and Scott fucking rule. You guys make my fucking day to hear your podcast. I'm always laughing my ass off, and you guys are what I like to hear about dissing the W. I started listening to you guys maybe a couple of weeks ago, but I also love to hear Phil's news. A note for Scott. Learn to hoe.
To holler.
No.
To.
What he meant to say was, hey, guys, from what I heard on the podcast, my vote comment got cut off. So I'll say it here. What I was telling Scott to do was to be able to hold his booze.
Hold.
Yes.
I can hold my booze.
Sounded like he didn't have that much and he was already ready to puke.
Well, I can hold it very well, and I proved that.
Otherwise, awesome cast, and sometime bring Punky back. Submitted by Two Towers, also known as Freedom from Conformity on MySpace. And there was something called the Heavy Metal somethings before.
Well, what do you know, John?
That's it, Scott.
What about email? Did we get any email?
I don't have any.
I thought we got some from Stephen C.
We did?
Saying, hey, it was great to be on the show.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, I don't know where that is.
All right, then. So, moving on, did we get any phone messages?
Yes, we did.
How many?
One. We got one.
The phone message segment is coming up.
Phone massage. It's coming up. Here it is. Yeah, we got one phone message. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Brother is Jacob Mazza. I heard you talking about me on your show. My better people know I'm from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I've had a lot of trouble. I had a show that sucked. I gave Ed Sullivan the finger. I called David Dinkins, the New York mayor, a fancy schwatzer. I've been blackballed. I used to have a show called Politically Incorrect, and then Bill Maher tried to sue me. Scott said I was the Anthony Harvok in the Pink Panther. It's not true. It was John Boyne impersonating me. I'm tired of hearing about this stuff about the Mel Gibson. Anyway, I'm looking for work. Maybe you can put me to work on your show to do promos. Give me a call. You can call me at the synagogue in Sheboygan. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Jackie Mason calling in, man. He sounds
Jackie
a lot
Mason.
Younger.
He does.
It must be Skype or something.
Must be.
Yeah. That's all we got, man.
All right, we'll have to call him back then at the synagogue in Sheboygan.
In Sheboygan.
Maybe he can do some promos for us.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
He must have heard the show last week because we did a Mel Gibson, Jackie Mason, Penn Jillette thing.
Right.
No doubt, John.
Oh, look, we got another message just now.
Just now?
Yeah. Let's see what it says. Okay, nothing.
That was good.
Somebody was calling while we were on doing the show here.
During
so,
the show, yeah. Somebody was calling. Do you
I
know who it was?
No,
you don't
I
know
don't
who
recognize
it was.
The number, 805 area code.
805.
Yeah. Hmm. I couldn't get to it fast enough.
Oh, well. Moving on, John.
Yeah.
You and I had a date.
Right.
You had to bring that third wheel special ed along.
Sorry about that.
When was that? It was last night. It was Saturday night.
You know, today I'm sitting around, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to talk about this, and I don't know what we're going to talk about because I don't even remember the name of the fucking movie. And I'm sitting there trying to think, now, there's something wrong with me, man.
There
if I can't remember what the name of the movie was, what it was about, who was in it, I started panicking. Like, what's going on? And then I realized what it was.
And then you're all better now?
I'm all better.
Well, what happened is John gave me a call. I called him back. We hooked up, and special ed tagged along. And we went to where the former Glenview Naval Air Base used to be.
Right, yeah,
and now
right.
It's like this big suburbia with this kind of a
right.
town built. They just
yeah.
built it. They have
yeah.
a nice theater.
Yeah.
So we got there a little bit early, and then we went to the Yard House, and we got some half yards of beer.
Right.
Which were 32 ounces.
$32.
And we had a conversation about software.
Yeah.
And then we went and saw Snakes on a plane, John.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane with the great Samuel L. Jackson. Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, snakes on a plane.
So what did you think about Snakes on a Plane?
I thought it was funny.
Is that it?
That's about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't real. There wasn't anything to it. I mean, when the thing started, I thought we were watching the beginning of an episode of Hawaii Five-0 or even Miami Vice. I thought, oh, we just walked into the wrong fucking theater.
Yeah, there was something very cheap about the
yeah, very TV
cinematography.
Show.
Yeah, and the lettering they put on and
yeah,
snakes on a plane. And even yeah, it just seemed like a bad 70s Charlie's Angels episode
right.
or something.
Hey, Bosley, I thought for sure they were going to cut to something like that because it was pretty hokey.
So the story is this. Kid, the surfer from Hawaii, sees a mobster, the head of the mob, murder a prosecutor. So Samuel L. Jackson's job is to fly him back from Honolulu to L.A. to testify. So the mob guy has no time to do anything about it other than have a bunch of snakes flown from L.A. to Hawaii, then load them in the cargo hold. Then set off some sort of detonating device that makes the cage explode two hours into the flight, and then spray some sort of
pheromone
on the leis that they put around everybody's neck, and this makes the snakes go crazy, you see?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Once that happened, then the movie got going
but
for me.
This is how stupid it was. Not just like any run-of-the-mill rattlesnakes. They had to be... There were certain snakes that only that were all over the world. There were special venomous snakes that it would be really hard to track down the anti-venom. And then they go, well, who could get snakes like this? Only one guy.
The one guy that provided the snakes.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. And it was a shitload of snakes, John. And they came from Nevada or something or Texas or I don't know where they came from the United States.
Yeah.
Continental. And then they had to go to Honolulu. So this huge shipment of poisonous snakes.
Yeah, then they had to fly them
from L.A. to Honolulu and then put them back in the cargo bay to fly them back to L.A. to get this done. Yeah, it's just...
Not plausible. No way.
Yeah, but I guess... But when it comes to gratuitous sex and quality kills, Snakes on the Plane is...
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah. I got to say, man, there was some cool quality kills, though.
What was your favorite?
I told you my favorite was the chick getting bit right in the tit, right in the nipple. That was my favorite.
Well, the couple got bitten several times.
Yeah, but she got... Who was
the
first?
The fatal blow?
Yeah. Was the tit, I think.
I think she got hit first in the cheek or the face or something.
Yeah, but then finally, whoosh, right on the nipple. But there was, you could tell every one of them, you knew where they were going to happen. And the fat lady with the snake going up her dress and she's sleeping. Oh. And Samuel L. Jackson, the hero of the whole thing. That's going to go down as a cult classic, along with like Gymkhata.
Well, the thing
you remember that?
I do remember Gymkhata, and I've only seen it once, and I don't plan on seeing it again.
It's the best movie ever.
But the thing about it is, it was so campy, but they played it straight.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't laugh at themselves
good
or
actors,
anything.
Yeah.
And the Samuel L. Jackson character, to me, you remember in Pulp Fiction, his character, Jules?
Yeah.
At the end of it, he says, I'm getting out of the business. They got shot at, and he thought it was God's divine intervention.
Right.
And he's going to change his life. And this, to me, his character is Jules, who changed his life, and now in the FBI. Because it was the same it was the same delivery, the same inflection, the same character, except he didn't have the big fro.
We got to get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking planet.
Cocaine!
That's a pretty good Samuel L., isn't it?
That is.
That's all you got to do.
I thought that was Samuel L.
We got to get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane!
That's me.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought you pulled that clip off the internet, John.
Oh, thanks,
that's fabulous.
Man. Wow, thanks. That's
But my
so kind.
Favorite, I changed my mind. My favorite, there's a character early on that, you know, okay, this guy's going to get it because he's a total ass. Oh, and he happens to be from Britain, too,
yeah.
John.
Right.
So he gets...
And he slams him. Fucking Americans.
He does do one cool thing before he bites it. He grabs that chick's dog and sacrifices the dog for, what, 2 extra seconds
yeah.
of life?
Yeah, and the kid's like, what are you doing? You'd have done the same thing. Yeah, well, all right.
But then he gets it by some massive cobra.
Yeah, no, it was like a boa constrictor.
Boa constrictor. Them. There you go, John. That's how well I know my snakes. squeezes him and then starts eating his, swallowing his head.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty good. But the ending, I was kind of disappointed by the ending because I thought at least they're going to have a scene of the bad guy being led into jail or something. But yeah, there was nothing.
Nothing.
They end and then they cut right to a scene where they're back in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Surfing.
Surfing.
With Samuel L. Jackson surfing. Yeah, right. That's almost going to happen.
No, maybe he does. I think he was talking about that he actually surfs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Let's take a break.
Wait a minute. Before we went to Snakes on the Plane, what
Jesus
is the movie?
What
is the movie we are trying to go to?
Clerks 2.
Clerks 2, which is in 3 theaters and they're all 50 miles away from here.
Entire United States.
Clerks 2. Yeah. Oh, Clerks 2 made $15 million overall.
Well, no shit. It's in like 3 theaters.
Snakes on the Plane made $15 million in one weekend.
Wow. Yeah, that movie is going to...
But they're still disappointed with that. They thought it would make 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Beggars can't be choosers.
So, are we recommending Snakes on the Plane? Are we giving it Spiny Normans?
We didn't even give Spiny Normans for Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights?
Yeah, we didn't do that last week.
What's our scale? 5, 4?
Whatever it is. It's weekly. We have a 4. Weekly scale.
On a scale of 4, I give Talladega Nights 2¾.
Wow! Yeah, I would agree with that.
And Snakes on a Plane on a scale of 4, I give it 2¼.
Wow. Well, I'd say 1.5. I couldn't stay awake because even special, I don't know, was I sleeping?
No.
Special Ed said I was.
I thought you were faking.
Yeah, I was having trouble hearing with you snoring.
I thought you were faking.
I did a couple times.
Oh, okay.
To make you laugh.
Yeah, it didn't make me laugh. Because
you were fucking miserable.
I wasn't miserable. Chris Rock wasn't in the movie.
The wife asked me, what's wrong with Scott? He's so quiet.
What are you talking about?
He's so quiet. He didn't talk to me at all.
I did.
Is he mad at me?
Oh, it's a bunch of crap.
No, it's true. We had this discussion just before I came down here.
Well, I didn't even see her today.
Yesterday,
I talked.
I don't know.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? What's the word?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, my normal pitter-patter.
You know how they are.
Right. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
So what are we at, John?
We're at 39 and 13 seconds.
Nice. So we got 40 seconds left. Make it a perfect 40-minute episode.
I'm losing
well,
my
part
mind.
Of an episode.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Part of an episode. Part one.
Part one of 64, John.
We're just ramping up.
It's about to be closed before we go to part two. Now, part two, we have celebrity news. We have...
What the fuck was that?
We have science news. And part three, we have W all the time.
W.
A lot of W.
All right. That sounds good.
So we're coming to a close for part one, 64.
Yeah. Couple more seconds, Scott. 5 more seconds. 7, 8, 9. and we're out.
All right, then.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.